is the same president who a few weeks ago told the audience that he was addressing that he doesn't find any good reason why he should vote for the ANC because the ANC has delivered nothing. But what he's faced with is he's faced with the fact that you have somebody like Jacob Zuma who has become talk of the country and who seems to be enjoying a lot of support that is actually growing. And they have a history where Jacob Zuma defeated him and humiliated him while he was sitting president in the political game of chess when he defeated him in the 2007 National Elective Conference of the ANC. He has never recovered from that.
What do you make also of the report that came out this week that former President Jacob Zuma has been named the presidential candidate for the MK party?
Well, there is a party like many other parties that have been mushrooming. And these parties have come to the fore because there is a sense that people are saying the Party of Liberation has failed them. So we've seen a lot of parties coming in. And the MK party, which stands for Umkhonto weSizwe, is a new party. And Jacob Zuma has taken a position that because this party subscribes to what he calls the values and principles of the ANC, and he makes a distinction between what he calls the ANC and the ANC of Ramaphosa, then he decided to say, given that this party subscribes to those principles of the ANC, not the ANC of Ramaphosa, he has decided to support that party. But the thing about Zuma is that he is still the most popular person on the ground. And it is for that reason that the party has used him as a person who is going to campaign and is going to become the face of the party. Whether he can become a president, that's a matter that will have to be settled in the courts. Because our constitution is very clear that anybody who has been convicted for a crime that is more than a year without an option of a fine, that person is not eligible to become a member of parliament. And if you're not a member of parliament, you cannot be a president because the president is elected among members of parliament.
Professor, as you mentioned, there's been much rumor of political parties leading to the May 29th election. Who is this likely to benefit, the ANC or the main opposition?
I think the established parties are likely to benefit from the wasted votes that go to these new parties. But what has happened is that the MK party that Zuma is part of is becoming a threat to both the ANC, to the Democratic Alliance, and also to the EFF and the IFP. Because as a matter stand, the polls suggest that it might become the main party that may have more votes in KZN, and it might also make some inroads in other provinces. But that is something that we'll have to wait and see.